Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, October 8th, 2015. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here on UCY.TV. Happy Thursday, everybody. We're almost there. As a matter of fact, this is going to be Friday for me. I warned you guys last week that I was going to take a couple days off. The kids have off tomorrow and Monday. And we're going to go visit Nana, so I'm going to take a few days off to chill. So for me, it's Friday, but it is really Thursday. It is 52 degrees and partly sunny here in upstate New York. It's not too bad. Nice fall day. Everything is still kind of green. It's very colorful, green and brown and yellows. You know, typical fall, but not looking forward to it. I saw that it might start to get cool and rainy here, and that's about when stuff goes south. So where do we leave off yesterday? We took a long, hard look at, we had some issues with the broadcast, and how interesting we were dealing with something such as the TPP. Let's hope that doesn't take us out again. We titled the show Silicon Valley, Feds, Internet, UN, and TPP. And yeah, we kind of started with some of the corporations in Silicon Valley working with the federal government, namely Google, Microsoft, and all those guys, of course. And we saw that happen back last year, and they cried the blues over hackers. We had to get them all involved to make it this corporate federal partnership between information sharing and providing cybersecurity on a grand scale. Good old Microsoft Cyber Patrol Center is sitting there waiting already to combat global crime. Then we saw that we talked about the UN stepping in, and the UN really is working on a consortium. And I think that this TPP is going to be the next step of that. You know, they're requiring all kinds of new rules to participate in these global internet transactions, and it was all, again, in the name of safety. They switched ICANN, the naming convention, over to an international body as well over the last few years, moving that off the mainland also. And really, that's kind of what we illustrated yesterday, is how all these things that really kind of used to be at home have been moved to a new and improved 21st century global scenario, so we can become part of the global community. And we know that that's what they've been planning. Well, they've been working on it. Now, the one story I wanted to do, because yesterday when we lost the connection, and I didn't realize it until the show was over, I was going to re-record that just to tag it on there because it was such a good article. And there is no software that I have on my computer or that I could download, because it would download but it wouldn't install, for me to be able to record this. So I had some, it took me hours yesterday screwing with the show to even cut it to be an hour. And I was like, wow, that was pretty amazing. Then it took so much time and effort. It was almost 5 o'clock by the time I got everything fixed to be able to re-air the show at dinner time. So just because of that fact, I am going to read this story. Did the UN really install a global police force at the local level? This came out of Activist Post, but I think it was out of a different publication before that. I've seen it around. Oh, no, it is. It's out of Activist Post. I've seen it around now in a couple different publications over the last few days. But we started speaking about this before I was so rudely interrupted, and I pointed out the fact that where this originally came from, and I did a lot of stories back last summer when this was all going on with the massive police brutality issues that we were having. Back to Ferguson, Michael Brown's parents, they had even gone to the UN complaining about the U.S.'s police brutality issue. And what we started seeing across the board is that when there were too many complaints, and of course it cost taxpayers too much money, or when some smart person got it on their cell phone and it went viral on the internet, the Department of Justice would step in and take over the police department for a while. And of course, it was in the name of, you know, trying to standardize and figure out what's wrong or whatever. But check this out, because it's kind of taken another step forward now. Did the UN really install a global police force at the local level? It says, while people were in, I'm looking at my equalizer to make sure this is recording. All right. While people were in a daze of revelry following the lunar eclipse and the Pope's visit, a very important yet overlooked announcement was made by the Department of Justice. Oh, the same ones that took over all of the police brutality cities. Not all of them, but a bunch of them. Albuquerque, New Mexico happened to be one. But I think there was a large number, maybe 20 plus. I had gone over a list one time. There were a lot of cities that were being run by the DOJ. There was a launch of something called the Strong Cities Network to strengthen community resilience against violent extremism. It says that rang the bell to usher in a global local initiative to ferret out extremism at the local level. Yes, in the United States. Remember, we talked about who's hiding under your bed and in your closet? Yes, ISIS and radicalized teenagers. So look out, people, because they're coming to find them now. Symbolically, it could also signal a turning point when it comes to local authorities and their treatment of residents at large. We'll see. Indeed, it is a global enmeshment that most Americans are either A, in the total dark about, and yes, they do not see that our sovereignty is being stolen right from underneath our noses as we drink our coffee this morning. They're working on this endlessly, and I'm telling you, it is almost over, guys. If they get this TPP through, and I don't know, friends of mine are saying, no, it'll never pass, but I have such a bad feeling, and I think the vote is tomorrow. They already passed that TPA, which is the Fast Track Authority, so there are no negotiations now, man. They either voted up or they voted down. How funny, though. I see Hillary Clinton come out against it yesterday. I was like, interesting. Though, you know, the Democrats never really wanted it, or did they? I don't know. I just have a really bad feeling. I think this is going to be Slick Willy, slide it right through like a grease pig. And then we got some real problems. All right, so either A, Americans are in the total dark about it, or B, going hysterical over if they understand what's going on. Honestly, either of those reactions is understandable when you start digging into the announcements and its sponsors, only to find the typical convoluted global psychobabble. Yay, what a great expression that signals to the astute. Yes. That they are about to lose their rights and be perceived as domestic terrorists. Ding, 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 ding. And you know, this is this Strong Cities Network Act that they're working on. But what's so interesting is that all this stuff is being orchestrated so perfectly at the same time. You know, I just saw two gun legislation now is getting ready to be packaged up and put through Congress. Of course it is. We had to have a massive shooting in the middle of all of it, too. I don't know. Like I said, the world that we see for 20 years from now, it's going to be a very, 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 very different world from the world we see today. All right. Anyway, so lose their rights and perceived as domestic terrorists. But can anyone really say for sure? Well, of course not. Not when the message is written in newspeak gibberish. Yes. So I don't want to read too much of this, but let's get through to the meat and potatoes, because we got some other stuff we're going to look at. So they go through this whole bullet pointed list, and there's 18 of them or something. And I read these all yesterday. And honestly, I don't know. It almost sounds to me like some person wrote this and just kind of used all kinds of keywords that would make it sound like it was great. But, you know, it could be, this absolutely could be the globalization of local police forces, but sometimes, I don't know. Let's read the bottom. The launch was made following the leaders' summit on countering ISIL and violent extremism. Well, there we go. A better way to counter terrorism would be to stop funding it. Yes, and stopping the Western-backed terrorism on the people as though they are guilty. And that's why these actions should be a big concern. Thankfully, the declaration of actions are as clear.